The following is a meeting with devotees with His Holiness Srila Satsarupa Das Goswami, recorded on October 20th, 2002, in Wicklow, Ireland.
It means the October-November time when the moon is near the constellation called the Pleiades. It's the last month of the Chaturmasya. And Chaturmasya is a time when austerities are performed by devotees. Some of them are very severe austerities. But the basic ones that Prabhupada asked us to do was to fast during those 4 months from different foods, 1 month from spinach, 1 month from yogurt, 1 month from milk, which ends today, and then during Kartik you fast from urdal. I remember the first year, the other activity is lighting of lamps every night, offering a lamp to, ideally, to the deity of Radha Damodar. It's the month of worship of Radha Damodar, or in particularly Radharani. I have a picture that was beautifully framed by Hare Krishna of Radha Damodar of Gita Nagari, and when they were outdoors on their Julan Yatra. So I can pass it around. Be careful you don't break it. The glass. In 1966, Prabhupada introduced Kartik in a very indirect way without telling us much about it. He always used to gather in his room in the evening, so one night we came and he had these little birthday candles and he had us each light one and place it on there. And we said, "What's this for?" And he said, "It's to increase your devotion." And that's all he told us. But later we've learned more, and there's a nice explanation about it in the Nectar of Devotion also. Also about fasting or vows. So if you want to take any vow to do something extra, increase your rounds or something, you can decide on doing that. Some devotees do it the whole Chaturmasya, like eating unspiced dal or khichdi off the floor with your hands behind your back, and that's all you eat for the whole Chaturmasya, and you don't shave. So some devotees, they just don't shave. And that's their only, because it's kind of cool to grow a beard for 4 months, and that's their only vow. But if you can, and householders, or we're going to do it here, it's very nice to light the lamp every night with candles, get the family together at some time, and sing Damodarastakam. We'll see there's some references to that being very important. There's a story that was told by Sanatan Goswami and some others about a rat that used to come and eat the ghee after the lamps were out. But one night he went and he started eating a lamp that was still burning, and the cotton got caught between his teeth and it was burning. He was jumping up and down, But Lord Vishnu accepted this jumping up and down as artik, dancing, and in his next life he got a human birth, as a became a Vaishnava. So that's the importance of the burning of the lamps for good credit. There's a nice analogy I heard about Kartik. And that's it's a special month for anything that you do, you get special benefit. And there are all during the year, there are different bratas that you can take, and you get different advantages. Many of them are material advantages. If you do this certain vow to a demigod, and you get a reward, and they're all to induce the person to do it. But so the devotees who practice devotional service, they do that all the time, chant their rounds, and go to the temple or practice Krishna consciousness. They don't need an inducement. But so Kartika is a special inducement, even for people who may have just a little inclination to devotional service, that they do it because they hear all these special benefits if they do it during this month. So it's like, it's compared to a sale that a store may have, you know, a reduction of 50% on goods, and then people will come in. But their regular customers, they would come in anyway. They go shopping there all the time, and they get that benefit too. To them, it's kind of a benefit that they would have gained anyway by always doing devotional service. So it's special to do devotional service, and especially in Vrindavan, Mathura. So many devotees go there. I got an email from Burijan. Does that have water? And he said already it's filled up with people, and more are coming. ISKCON devotees and devotees from all over India to take advantage of the special things. Here's a statement. Hari Bhakti Vilas says it's a rule that one must daily worship Radha Damodar with ghee lamp and chant the Damodar Astakam. One who worships a deity of Radha Damodar for the purpose of Radhika's happiness, then Damodar Hari becomes very satisfied. One worships Damodar by daily chanting Damodar Astakam, attracts the Supreme Lord, Damodar himself. And Damodar means, Damodar, Ara, means waist, middle, Udara. And Damo means one who's tied up with ropes. So there's a... You all know that pastime. Mother Yasoda tied Krishna up with ropes because he was naughty, and she couldn't tie it. At first, it was always 2 inches short, and Krishna was showing her that unless I allow you to tie me, you cannot. But he finally allowed her because of her hard devotional service. She was sweating, and her flowers were falling off. She was trying so hard. And he showed that if I want, you can tie me. So here's from the Nectar of Devotion. Performing devotional service in Kartik. One of the most important of these ceremonial functions is called Orja Brata. Orja, in other words, Orja means powerful, strong, and especially in connection with Kartik, that's the dictionary meaning, the powerful effects of Kartik. So observance of Kartik, being a devotee during Kartik, means the Orja Brata. Orja Brata is observed in the month of Kartik, October, November, especially in Vrindavan, There is a specific program for temple worship of the Lord in his Damodar form. Damodar refers to Krishna's being bound with ropes by his mother Yasoda. It is said that just as Lord Damodar is very dear to his devotees, so the month known as Damodar or Kartik is very dear to them. They have a very nice murti in the Vrindavan temple that they bring out on this occasion, and showing Krishna's fear as Mother Yasoda threatens him with the stick. So that's the rasa there of amazing rasa of the Supreme Lord showing fear at his mother. The execution of devotional service during Orjavrata in the month of Kartik is especially recommended to be performed at Mathura. This system is still followed by many devotees that go to Mathura or Vrindavan and stay there during the month of Kartik, specifically to perform devotional service during this period. In the Padma Purana it is said, the Lord may offer liberation or material happiness to a devotee, but after some devotional service has been executed, particularly in Mathura, during the month of Kartik, the devotee wants only to attain pure devotional service unto the Lord. The purport is that the Lord does not award devotional service to ordinary persons who are not serious about it. This is what I was saying about the special deal, 50% off. But even such unserious persons who execute devotional service according to the regulative principles during the month of Kartik and within the jurisdiction of Mathura in India are very easily awarded the Lord's personal service. So if you want to take advantage of the special deal for advancement, be sure to do practices at least during Kartik. Now here's a real gem from a conversation with Prabhupada. How to observe Kartik, or the word here is Orjavrata, meaning Kartik. Srila devotee, Srila Prabhupada, today is the beginning of Orjavrata. Can you describe what that is, Orjavrata, how it should be observed? Prabhupada, Orjavrata, you chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, 1 month. Laughter, that's all. And then Guru Das says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Prabhupada, yes, don't sleep, don't eat. That is Orjavrata. Can you execute? Devotee number one, I don't know. Laughter. So it's kind of... shows Prabhupada is not really expecting that the devotee will not eat or sleep and just chant Hare Krishna. He says, can you execute? That's kind of the sweetness of Prabhupada. He didn't come out with all these things from the Shastras of extreme austerities, eating the khichdi off the ground with just from your mouth, even though he threw this out, that if you really want to do it, just chant Hare Krishna and don't eat and sleep. He had a more practical and lenient program for us. But we should at least do the basics always. And here's a quote from a book on, it's a commentary on the Dhammadharastakam prayers, which are written by Satyabrata Muni. It's a commentary written by Bhakti Pragna Keshava Maharaj, Prabhupada's sannyas guru. The chief aim of observing this Orjavrata is to please Sri Radha Damodar. Srimati Radharani is called Urjeshwari, the queen of Orjavrata. Only because of this, in order to establish the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Damodar, the sage Satyabrata Muni uttered in the 8th verse of Dhammadharastakam the words Namo Radhikayai Twadiya Priyayai, my obeisances unto Radhika, you most beloved. By this statement, he indicated the sole activity to be done during the observance of Damodar Bharata is the worship of Sri Sri Radha Damodar. Due to the eternal nature of Sri Sri Damodarastika, it is necessary to study it every day during the month of Kartik or Damodar. So, we have different singers. Uddhava, I'll give you this before I forget. It's a loose piece of paper, but it's the plain schedule. My voice is not in such good shape, but I want to do the Damodarastikam. Do you have specific singers? Or are we
just made a general announcement if anyone has a favorite among the ones that are printed.
Okay. I'm going to sing this with the 1-2 beat. I'll just demonstrate. Namam Isvaram Satchit Ananda Rupam, rather than our usual okay, I heard we have 3 harmoniums. Hope they all play in the same key. And Ani Rudin knows that I sometimes change key. If I feel I'm too low, then I go up. I'll sing 2 lines and then you can respond with 2 lines. Namam Isvaram Satchit Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. Yasoda biyoluka ladabamanam param istam matyantat ko drutya gopya.
Yasoda biyoluka ladabamanam param istam matyantat ko drutya gopya.
Dudantam Mahurnetra Yugmam Rijantam Karambo Jayugmina Satanka Netra. Muhushvashakam Pad Sri Re Kanka Kanta Stita Graivam Damo Dharam Bhakti Badam. Iti Drix Falila Bir Ananda Kunde Svagosham Nimajantam Akyapayantam.
Iti Drix Falila Bir Ananda Kunde Svagosham Nimajantam Akyapayantam.
Tadi Yeshita Yesu Bhaktar Jitatvam Punak Prematastam Shata Vritti Bande. Varam Deva Moksham Na Mokshavadim Va Nachanyam Brineham Vareshadapiha.
Dhamva Purnata Gopala Balam Sadama Manesya Virastam Kimandai
Dhamva Purnata Gopala Balam
Idam te mukham bojam achanta nilair Ritam kuntalai snigdha raktaischa gopya
Idam te mukham bojam achanta nilair Ritam kuntalai snigdha raktaischa gopya
Moho Chumbitam bimba rakta darame Manasya virastam alam lakshalabhai Namo Deva Dhammo Dharananta Vishno Prasida Prabodhuka Jalabdi Magnam Kripa drishti vrishyati dinam batanu Grihanesha mam magyam edyakshi jishya Virat majo badha mutyaiva yadvat Naya mochito bhakti paja kratau cha Tata prema bhaktim svakame prayaccha Namokshe graho mesti damodareha Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne Kvadido gavrayata vishvasya damne
Namaste stu damne spura dipti damne Kvadido gavrayata vishvasya damne
Namo radikayai Twadiya priyayai Namo nanta lilaya devaya tubyam
Namo radikayai twadiya priyayai Namo nanta lilaya devaya tubyam
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Seems warm in here. Could you
open the top of that window? So let's take turns reading the translation. To the Supreme Lord, whose form is the embodiment of eternal existence, knowledge, and bliss, whose shark-shaped earrings are swinging to and fro, who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of Gokula, who, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing, is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yasoda, but who has been caught from behind by her, who ran after him with greater speed, to that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances.
Seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, he is crying and rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes are filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like a conch shell, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. To this Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, whose belly is bound not with ropes, but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances.
Shamsunder.
By such childhood pastimes as this, he is drowning the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy, and is revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in knowledge of his supreme majesty and opulence that he is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy, is free from all conceptions of own reverence. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times.
Adonish.
O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon which may be obtained by executing the nine processes of bhakti. O Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as Bala Gopala in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart, for what is the use of me? What is the use to me of any other boon besides this?
Sukar.
O Lord, the lotus face which is encircled by locks so soft like her, tinged with red, is kissed again and again by Mother Yasoda, and her lips are red as just the bimba fruit. Now this beautiful vision of the lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of her benedictions are familiar to me.
Aniruddha.
O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you, O Damodar, O Anantha, O Vishnu, O Master. O my Lord, be pleased upon me. By showering your glance of mercy upon me, deliver this poor, ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows, and become visible to my eyes.
Vajra.
O Lord Damodar, just as the two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvara, were delivered from the curse of Narada and made into great devotees by you in the form of the baby tied with rope to a wooden grinding mortar, in the same way, please give to me your own Kamabhakti. I only long for this and have no desire for any kind of liberation.
Patri.
O Lord Damodar, I first of all offer my obeisances to the brilliantly effulgent rope which binds your belly. I then offer my obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe. I humbly bow down to your most beloved Srimati Radharani, and I offer all obeisances to you, the Supreme Lord, who displays unlimited pastimes.
Okay, so you have an order of songs, any order that you're sung in?
No, it's just sort of leaving it up to the kirtan leaders who they
okay.
want to do.
So I have the songs picked out anyway.
Maybe Gopagan has a favorite in the group. Do you have any of these that you particularly like? Hmm? Yeah, that's here.
Yeah, page 45.
45.
Is that 1, 2, 3? 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Do you need a sheet?
Here's a book, too. Tua
Bahirmukha Brahma Chane Nahiya. Mukti Mukti Spriha Bihana Devakta Labhaite Tako Sangha Anurakta. Mind, body, and family, whatever may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda. Someone just spontaneous.
In good fortune or in bad, in life or at death, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing those feet of yours as my only shelter.
Slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant.
Please not other faith.
Oh, 30 foot 45.
May I be born again even as a worm, so long as I may remain your devotee. I have no desire to be born as Brahma, adverse to you.
I yearn for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation.
Father, mother, lover, son, brother, preceptor, husband, you are everything.
Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, O Kana, please hear me. O Lord of Radha, you are my life and soul.
Would any ladies like to sing? I don't know if Bhagavata was here, she'd sing. Avinash, would you like to sing a song?
I'm not good.
Aniruddha or Bhajra?
You love to do Hare Krishna. You can have some Hare Krishna later too.
Yeah, sure. Page 75.
Where do we get there?
They're in order.
Page 75. A prayer to the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Okay.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jaya Karama.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Suki. Without reading the whole purport, or just glance at it for some of the main points, it's Narottam Das Thakur, and he's praying to different personalities. First, he prays to Lord Chaitanya, the most munificent incarnation, because he's called most munificent because he doesn't demand first surrender to me, he just gives out. Take love of Krishna. So he's called Patita Pavana, the most savior of the most fallen. I'm the most fallen, so take my claim first. Then he prays in this song, Haha Prabhu Nityananda. He turns to Lord Nityananda and says, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss, and I've come to you because I am most unhappy. If you put your glance over me, then I'll become happy. Then in prayer, he turns to Advaita Prabhu and the wife of the husband of Sita. Therefore, he's called sometimes Sita Pati. So he says, Advaita, Lord Chaitanya came down on your calls. So he felt very compassionate. And therefore he prayed, and the Lord came. So Advaita Prabhu, now Narottam, personally addresses him, if you'll be kind to me, then Lord Chaitanya Nityananda will also be kind to me. Then he prays to the Goswamis, Haha Swarup, Sanatan, Rupa, Raghunath, all of these great souls who are so close to Lord Chaitanya. He also prays to Swarup Damodar, the six Goswamis, And after the six Goswamis, the next Acharya was Srinivas Acharya. It says, actually, Narottam Das Thakur was in the disciplic succession after Srinivas Acharya and was almost his contemporary. Narottam Das's personal friend was Ram Chandra Chakravarti. Therefore he prays, I always desire the company of Ram Chandra. I always like that touch in this song that all these other souls, they're like Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, they're known as the personality of Godhead and the Panchatattva. And not that Ramchandra Chakravarti is not a great devotee, but he's his personal friend. So we should be so lucky to have a personal friend, not only that we pray to God and the great recognized saints, but he says, I always desire the company of Ramchandra. And Prabhupada says, he desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should pray for the mercy of the superior acharyas. So in our prayers, we shouldn't pray only for Krishna association, but in our life there are devotees, and we should pray that I always can have this friend who's this great, this intimate friend of mine among the devotees. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was long ago and I never met him, but this devotee in my life, I always want to be with him. He chants so nicely. He's intimate with me, and he gives me solace and guidance and so forth. So I always like that. That at the end of praying to all these famous immortals, he says he prays to associate with his personal friend, Ramchandra Chakravarti. I just want to encourage you some more to do the Damodar Astakam every day and do the candles. It's very simple. All you need is a pan, some kind of a cooking pan, and you put some dirt in it, and then get birthday candles, and then you sit together. You know, your family may be running this way and that way with school and work and everything, but at least get as many of them together as you can at some time in the evening, perhaps, or in the morning, and take, it's only like 10 minutes to sing the Damodar Astakam together, and that's really the nice heart of a Kartik together. If you can do that, offer the candle to the to your little altar, the deities on your altar. Even if you can't do some extra austerities or extra rounds this month, you should at least do that. All right.
I'm not great at it anyway. Sri Vrajdam Mahat. Mantra.
Yeah. What page is that?
Page 108, actually. Something 98. It's hard to see, but it goes this way instead of the other way. It's towards the back. It goes vertically.
Wait till I find it. I want to join you. Baladev,
that's it. It's on the other side of that. There. It's just on the other side of that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's kind of faded, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we can say something first about the fact that we're not in Vrindavan, India, and there's a disadvantage there. But just the atmosphere of being there, thousands and millions of people are going there. And we have to go about our business as usual. Therefore, I said we should at least do Damodar Astakam. But also we can have our atmosphere of the home like Vrindavan. Hare Krishna also framed this. Burijan sent me this Sri Braj Mandal. Our Mahamantra Dasi is faithfully trooping every year on the actual Mandal. You fortunately had one with Dinabandhu Prabhu pointing out the places. But the Vrindavan atmosphere can be created simply by chanting Hare Krishna and feeling separation from Vrindavan. And there's some advantage not being packed in with millions of people who are also there for that reason. But then take that advantage by trying to remember Krishna all the time, but this month with some special advantages we can feel for Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not just a town in India, but it's wherever a person is thinking of Radha and Krishna. So we can do that now with this song.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan.
Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Shama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan.
Kalindi Jamuna Jaya, Jaya Radha.
Shamindi Jamuna Jaya, Jaya Radha. Keshi Gata Vamsi Bata Vadasha Pana
Jasa Barina Koilo Chinandana
Jasa Barina Koilo. Jaya Shoda Jaya Jaya Gopaga
Sri Damari Jaya Jaya Denu
Vatsagan Sri Jaya Jaya Denu Vatsagan. Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Jaya
Jaya
Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhira Nagani
Jaya Jaya
Gopisha
Vrindavanama
Jaya Jaya Gopiswara Vrindavana Maja
Jaya Jaya Krishna Saka Bhaktu Sri
Taras Jaya Jaya Krishna Saka Bhaktu Sri Taras Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda
Jaya Jaya Vrindavan Bhakti Gata
Jaya Jaya Vrindavani Basi Jata Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanyaga
Bhakti Teja Hara Pailo Govinda Tara
Bhakti Teja Hara Pailo Govinda Tara Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manoram Jaya Jaya Jvala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sa Parakhiya Bhave Jaha Bhajate Prachar Dijanava Padma Padma Koriya Smara Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Maharaj, Jaya Guru Maharaj, Jaya Guru Maharaj.
The lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service.
I bow to his lotus feet with great awe and reverence. By his grace, one can cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna.
My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emitting from his lotus mouth. Attachment to his lotus feet is perfection and fulfills all desires.
He opens my darkened eyes and fills my heart with transcendental knowledge. He is my Lord birth after birth. From him ecstatic prema emanates. By him ignorance is destroyed. The Vedic scriptures sing of his character.
Our spiritual master is the ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor, and the Lord and Master of the devotees. O Master, be merciful and see me. Give me the shield of your lotus feet. Your fame is spread all over the free world.
I would like someone to sing Yaya Nilo Premadana, for the departure of the Vaishnavas. It seems like many Vaishnavas, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and the girl who was in the car with him and others in recent months have been passing away. I believe it's here somewhere. 59.
Sixty-nine.
There are different ways to sing it, I know. You would like to sing? Okay. Pass the cartels back there to you. You have, okay.
Jaya Nilo Prema Dana Karuna Prachu. Heno Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Taku. Gelita bo Vishabhas Sangira Sange Chikoi Lovila Sisanga napaya kande naro kamada Jayani lo prema jana Karuna Prachu Heno Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Prabhu.
He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivasacharya gone?
Where am I, Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen?
Where am I, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Puranga, the great dancer, suddenly go?
I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities?
Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastime, Narottam Das concludes.
Srinam Kirtan they sing for Radha Damodar almost every morning.
Would you like to sing? Yasomati Nandana, that one?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah, that's part of their morning program. Anyone feel confident with that one? Okay. Aniruddha, you got completely passed up, huh?
I'm happy to squeeze
it. Okay.
You can leave.
No, he doesn't want to.
I can sing it, but if there's somebody else, I've already sung one, so there's somebody else.
Vishabha?
Udava,
sure. Oh.
Jai.
Udava is here?
Yeah, okay.
Hiding.
My love is
here. You want to sing Yasoda Mati Nandana?
Yeah. Page 56. Oh, yeah.
You got cartels?
Srinam Kirtan is called.
Yasomati Nandana Braja Parana Dava Kokura Rangana Yasomati Nandana Braja Parana Dava Kokura Rangana Kana Gopi Parana Dana Madana Manohara Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Sundara Nandana Gopala. Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasanahara Rasa Rasika Kipa Moya. Hiraya Bala Babinda Bana Natabara Halina Mamila Vilasa. Lord Krishna is the beloved son of Mother Yasoda, the transcendental lover in the land of Braja, the delight of Gokula. Kana, a nickname of Krishna, the wealth of the lives of the gopis. He steals the mind of even Cupid and punishes the Kaliya serpent.
These pure holy meals of Lord Hari are full of sweet nectarine pastimes. Krishna is the lord of the 12 forests of Braja. He is ever useful and is the best of lovers. He is always playing on a flute, and he is an excellent dresser.
Krishna is the protector of the inhabitants of Braja, the destroyer of various demoniac dynasties, the keeper and tender of Nanda Maharaj's cows, the giver of pleasure to the cows, land, and spiritual senses, the husband of the goddess of fortune, the Buddha thief, and the beautiful coward boy of Nanda Maharaj.
Krishna wanders along the banks of the river Yamuna. He stole the garments of the young damsels of Braja who were bathing there. He delights in the mellows of the rasa dance. He is very merciful, the lover and beloved of Srimati Radharani, the great dancer of Vrindavan, and the shelter and only refuge of Thakur Bhaktivinoda.
In Krishna Balaram temple for Mangal Arati, don't they sing Vibhara Shesha? Yeah. Anyone like to do that? Anirudha, you're looking kind of pepped up for that. Here the cartels forgive to Anirudha. Oh, you want to pump?
Yeah.
Okay. That's 59. Hidrachari Uta Jiva Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Ramakrishna Haya Griva Aloka Pravesha Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nidrachari Uto Jiva Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Ramakrishna Haya Griva Nishringa Vamana Sri Madhusudana Rajendra Nandana Shama Oh,
satana gatana tathaiva satana jaya dasarati rama
open the window again
yashoda julala govinda gopala vrindavana purandara Gopi priya jana radhika ramana bhuvana sundara bhara Avanatakara makanataskara Gopi jana vastahari Rajara Rakala Gopa Vrinda Pala Chitta Hari Vamsidhari Asura Nandana Kamsani Sudana Nikunja Rasa Vilasi Vinodana Samasta Guna Ganata Jamuna Jivana Teri Parayana Manasa Chanta Chakora
The night has come to an end and the light of dawn is entering. O Jiva's soul, arise and give up your sleep. Chant the holy names of Lord Hari, who is the giver of liberation, the enemy of the Mura demon, the supreme enjoyer, the all-attractive one, and the horse-headed incarnation, Haya Griva.
Lord Hari Krishna incarnated as a half-man, half-lion, Nrsingha. He appeared as a dwarf Brahmana named Upendra and as the killer of the mighty demon. He is the beloved son of the king of Raja, Nanda Maharaj, and is blackish in complexion. He is the slayer of the Putana witch and the destroyer of the demon, Kaitava. All glories to Lord Hari, who appeared as Lord Rama, the son of King Dasarath.
He is the darling of Mother Yashoda, the giver of pleasure to the cows, land, and spiritual senses, and the protector of the cows. He is the lord of the Vrindavan forest, the gopis' beloved, the lover of Radhika, and the most beautiful personality in all the three worlds.
Having age.
As Ramachandra, he brought about the end of the demoniac king Ravana. As Krishna, he stole the older gopis' butter. He stole the younger gopis' clothes while they were bathing in the Yamuna. He is the cowherd boy of Raja and the protector of the cowherd boys. He steals the hearts of all and always holds the flute.
Hare Krishna.
Though Krishna is worshipped by the master of devotees and is the son of Nanda, he removes all the fears of the inhabitants of Vraja. He is the color of a fresh rainbow and his form is a shanti. And he wanders about playing his flute with his bird shanti.
Hari Bhakti Vilas.
He is the son of Yashoda and the killer of King Kansa, and he sports in the rasa dance among the gurus of Raja. Krishna engages in this rasa dance underneath the kadamba trees, and he resides in the forest of Vrindavan.
Jamastami.
He increases the ecstasy of his devotees. He is the reservoir of all love and is the transcendental cupid who uses his flowered arrows to increase the loving desires of the gopis. He is the pleasure of the gopis' hearts and the abode of all wonderful qualities.
Lord Krishna is the life of the river Yamuna. He is always absorbed in amorous pastimes, and he is the moon of the gopis' minds, which are like the chakora birds that subsist only upon moonlight. O mind, obey these words of mine and sing the glories of Sri Krishna in the form of these holy names, which are full of nectarian mellows. So, Vajra, would you like to lead a Hare Krishna mantra?
Can I do
what? Just
gonna
have samsara prayers. Samsara prayers, all right. My time is almost up. Yeah, but I don't want to keep going. They may want to just... Maybe I should excuse myself and say if they want to continue, they can. Or just...
Come on, I'm gonna
Pratiksha Nasa Kanalolu Pasha Sande Durosi Saranara Vindam Nikanjali Uno Nakishali Siddhara Jayali Vir Yukira Kachaniya Tatati Daksha Tatavala Vasya Pande Duroshi Karanara time use the end. Does anyone have any comments or questions about Kartik?
It's okay. What I do usually is the candles make such a mess because the kids and the grown-ups, I make a tin foil and put ghee wicks in.
And that's even better.
Is that okay, is it?
Yeah, ghee wicks are more Vedic.
It's just the candles with the kids and the grown-ups.
Yeah.
Put on the floor.
Yeah. You make ghee wicks out of cotton?
Yeah.
And ghee? And a little tin foil?
Yeah, I make a tin foil kind of, you know, it looks like the shape of a ghee wick holder.
Nice. Yeah, that's better.
Well, if you have kids, it's a little easier.
Yeah.
If you don't have kids, you can do candles because you don't care.
They wrap cotton around little pieces of stick on the island now. They used to do candles all the time, but now that there's all these devotees from India helping out, they have all candles now. And they've
made, right.
They make every day, they make these little nice little things, and they're also very nice and key.
Yeah.
Kartik is known as Srimati Radharani's month. I've got a question related to Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani wasn't really worshipped in our Sampradaya until Madhavendra Puri Maharaj established worshipping of Srimati Radharani. I wonder, why was she ignored for the centuries?
I don't know. Very confidential worship. So, worship was Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram. This is very confidential, the Parakiya Rasa. So, Madhavendra Puri just preceded Lord Chaitanya, who really introduced Radha Krishna. Worship of Srimati Radharani, or he was Krishna in the form of Radharani. Until his deliverance of all the secrets of Vrindavan,
So many things weren't revealed. All the literature of the six Goswamis was not told, but was not told in the Vedas. Just like Srila Vyasadeva wrote all the Vedas, and he kind of ignored, as you say, or didn't tell about pure devotional service, and he was not satisfied. And Narada Muni said, "The reason you're not satisfied is you haven't told about pure devotional service, so you should write Srimad Bhagavatam." And then even in Srimad Bhagavatam, he very carefully writes all the nine cantos before he introduces Krishna. So it's not to be taken cheaply, because it appears to be like boys and girls' sex affairs. So even Sukadeva Goswami, he only uttered Radharani's name once, Radhita. And so even Srimad Bhagavatam, but we know that Radharani is the gopi who's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada very freely reveals that in the Krishna book, that the chief gopi in the rasa dance is Radharani, but the Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't. Only uses her name once. This gopi has been worshipped Krishna best. So he must have taken her from the rasa dance. So then Lord Chaitanya told the six Goswamis to write very freely about all these things. But still, now it should still be taken carefully, not ignored, but Prabhupada was very, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Prabhupada were very cautious about revealing all these things. But now we have Radhakrishna deities and a chance to understand more and more.
And in your Prabhupada, I'm starting to read it again. And seeing it's a real masterpiece, Prabhupada, and why you've written that. But there was one bit there where Prabhupada asked Shama Sundara to carve Radhakrishna deities, and Prabhupada would say that this is my dream, to see Radhakrishna in everyone's home. But I was just thinking a suggestion for Kartik, it would be maybe easy for grihasthas is to read the Prabhupada Lila or something.
Prabhupada Lila Amrita, or just that Prabhupada Lila?
Oh, Lila Amrita.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to do, Kartik.
We've been reading we do programs at some houses around the Innisfil area, and we've been reading actually your Remembering Srila Prabhupada, the poems, and that's been a really wonderful little action-packed little,
yeah.
You know, each one tells you so much, and yet you read through Srila Prabhupada's Lila very quickly, and it's so nice reading poetry like that,
yeah.
As well. It also has a real nice effect.
The way you wrote the Prabhupada Lila is it's amazing, because I read it years ago when I was younger. I'm a bit older now. Each page, not only you're hearing about Prabhupada, but you're getting practical things that the reader can do.
The early chapters of Prabhupada opening the temple in New York. I've heard that devotees are opening temples in the mid-eastern countries, and not mid-east, but middle European, eastern European countries, and they were studying that book to see how they could open a temple, see how Prabhupada opened that storefront, and what did he do, and what did he emphasize. They were using it in a very practical way too. Now that book is out of print. If you wanted to buy a whole set of them, you couldn't from the BBT. They only have a Prabhupada, that one volume one that people sell in the street. But now, after many years, the finally a reprint is coming out. It's coming out in two big volumes, just now coming from from Sweden. But I think it's been delivered to the printer, so it may actually be coming by the end of the year or something. Huh?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? We've just heard it so many times that we don't believe it until we I told Kaishori, I've just heard that it's just going to be printed. She said, I've heard that so many years, I'll believe it when I get the book in my hand. But it has gone to the printer, so it'll come out soon. And anyone who doesn't have those seven volumes, of course, if you have those seven volumes, they're very precious. But a lot of people have come to the movement and haven't been able to buy them. And especially like the first volume, I love that volume, A Lifetime in Preparation. And that's completely missing from the that one volume book that people buy now, what they call it, Prabhupada, or in some countries they give it another title, Your Ever Well Wisher or something, that they sell on the streets. That doesn't have any of that wonderful pastimes of Prabhupada growing up and being a businessman and everything up to his leaving for America. And a lot has been edited out, but now the full volumes will come out again. Most of you probably have the full volumes, but now new generations will be able to get them too.
They've had this India printing, but it's a massive.
Oh, that, yeah, yeah.
It's very hard to, you know, if you're taking it and traveling at all, it's a huge thing. So
And it was, I don't like so much the way they've done it, sort of like a Xerox copy or something with that. With the chapter divisions, but this is much nicely, it's laid out very nicely, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Okay, so have a happy Kartik Vrata, and we'll meet again in 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thank you.